Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Tes Omid Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Simen Tuf Mem Dalet today. We left off in the middle of Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin was talking about a person who was involved in doing something for Hatzolos Nefashos. For example, he was going to help people that their houses would be destroyed and they would be potentially hurt from an overflowing river or a rubble, etc. And the Chofetz Chaim, which we didn't discuss yesterday in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, Lahatzol Min Hanar, says as well, V'nira Duha Din in Einu Nogea Klal Pikoach Nefesh Rak Hezik Mamon. Even for a significant financial loss over here, these leniencies that we described yesterday would be allowed. That if you were not able to go back and do the beer chametz that you didn't do, you've forgotten to do, and if you did go back, you would not be able to do the Hatzolos Nefashos, or even the Hatzolos Mamon situation over here for somebody else, so then you'd be allowed to rely upon Bitul B'Alma Sagi, and you don't have to go back in that situation, even in the situation of Pikuach Nefashos, where you would potentially have time to do both, we don't take any chances. That's where we left off yesterday. Now we're on the top line of the Mechaber. However, if a person left his house to do whatever it is he was doing, his tzorech atzmo, his own personal reason, he's going away on vacation, whatever it may be, and he realizes he has chametz left in his house, so yachzer miyad, then you immediately must go back, and you can't rely upon the concept of bitul bi'al masagi if you could go back and be mevayer the chametz and still go to where you're going. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph, Ayin the Achronim, the Le'ezah Poskim Afilu Huma Arev Kidei Lelech Lilmot Eitzel Rabo. That when it's talking about Tzorech Atzmo, according to some Achronim, it's even talking about when it's a shtickle Dvar Mitzvah. It's a little bit of a Dvar Mitzvah. For example, he's making an Erev to Chumim to allow him for Shabbos or Yontif to be able to go and hear a shir from his Rebbe in the next town over. And that's why he left his house, and he realizes he has chametz left in his house. Nevertheless, you still have to go back Yachzir in that situation, because that's Mikre, the Mishneh Berurah says, Devar HaRishus Lagabi Mitzvah Beer. Compared to the Mitzvah of Beer, the Mitzvah of this Talmud Torah to go be able to hear your Rebbe give a shir by making an Erev Techumim is less important. And therefore, Akin Tzorech Lachzor Ulevar B'chol Gabni. In all of these situations, the Tzorech Atzmo, even when it's a Shtickle Mitzvah over here, you have to better go back and burn the Chometz and not be able to do that item that you're doing. And the reasoning is, Vatam, Lefisha Maisa Mitzvah Su Godo Me'alimot, an unbelievably important thing the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Doing a Mitzvah is more important than learning about it. Afilu Mitzvah Rabbanon, and this performance of Mitzvah Rabbanon is even for a Mitzvah Rabbanon that it's more important than the learning. However, this major caveat over here is only if nobody else could do the mitzvah. If you could sit and learn and somebody else could do the mitzvah, then you should sit and learn. But if nobody else can do the mitzvah, and the mitzvah will not get done unless you do it, then you're even allowed to go and give up your learning, even for a mitzvah derabbanon. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us over here. The issue, footnote number 38, he adds to this and he says, even though the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is b'chol rega v'rega, a person can never say, I'm done learning. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, mikol makom ba'ofen she'i efshir l'kayim es mitzvah z'bir chometz ayde acherim. If there is nobody else that can do the mitzvah of beer for you, and therefore you have to give up your learning to do the mitzvah of beer, harei mitzvah overis. This is called a mitzvah that will pass by, and if you don't do it, it won't get done, and it's docha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah ain't a misbatelis legami, because you can always learn later on. So it's not totally that you're giving up the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're right, you're not learning right now, but you're doing a mitzvah of eretz, a transitory mitzvah. If you don't do this now, it will be done. Nobody else will be able to do it, and it will not get done. And therefore, Talmud Torah is pushed aside. This very important principle over here, maisa mitzvos godol mehalimut, under these situations. Then the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot Lamed Beis, yachzor miyad, you should go back right away. And he adds, Levayer kimitzvah chachamim, to do the mitzvah of beer like the Tekonis Rabbanim and not rely upon Bitul Bi'al Masagi. And this is even if you're on the road already. Because you can't say my own personal desire to do this trumps a mitzvah derabbanon even, and certainly not a mitzvah deraisa. But here it's a mitzvah derabbanon to do the beer because you could be on a deraisa level okay with Bitul. Nevertheless, you have to go back even if you're on the road. The Mechaber continues and he writes, At Kamahu Chozer for how much chametz do you have to go back for? If you have a morsel, if you have a tiny little piece, do you still have to stop what you're doing, get off the road that you started traveling and go back? So he tells us, no, only ad kibetza. If you have a kibetza's worth of chametz, so then you have to go back for it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Lamed Gimel. Koy al kol mash niskalal. This goes on the entire din in this sif over here of when you have to go back. Dafilum halach l'dvar rishus. And even if you're going for a personal, totally non-mitzvah reason. Once you're on the road, kivan shichzik far baderech, if you're already on the road, the rabbi said you only have to go back, they only were matriach you, lo hitrichu chachomim lachzor, kishachomitzu pochus mikabetza. If the chomitz was less than a kibetza, the rabbi said, we're not instituting our din derabbanan of beer over here, and will allow the baseline, the rice of bitul bi'al masagi, to be good, el a dialogue bevitul. In other words, the rabbis in this situation didn't want to be matriach people to go back for less than a kibetza's worth of chomitz. However, but if it's now the sixth hour in our idealized day from 11 to 12, so the person is now and therefore he doesn't have this food anymore considered to be his in regards to being able to be mavatalit, so he can't be mavatalit, then he must go back, because he can't do bitul b'yamasagi, and now daraisa, he has to be mavar the chametz. Afilu ain't shomel kizayis chametz, and this now is even for a kizayis, he has to go back, because as long as he's not mavar that chametz in the world, legame, totally, who over al mitzvahs asei shel Torah, he's over an asei of the Torah of tashbisu, of getting rid of your chametz, and therefore he has to go and do it. However, avulim ein shomela pachus b'kizayis. But if there's less than a kizayis over there, then lo hitrichu chacham lachzor. The rabbis didn't say you have to go back. Eliel chadarko, you're allowed to keep on going. Ukishiyachzor leveso yivar. And when you get back to your house, you can destroy the chametz then. When you come back on Chol HaMoed or whenever you're coming back, or even in that afternoon, you do the beer then. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Lamed brings down from the Morgan Avram and other Achronim that is the halacha. However, he brings down from the Prima Gaudim and the Chidush of Rabbi Kiva Eger that they disagree with this over here and say that even for a Pachos Mikizayis, you have to go back. And in Dirshu footnote number 40, he explains that the Magen Avraham says over here, he brings a riot from Tosus and Psachim, Sheino Tzorech Lachzor Kishachomitsu Pachos Mikizayis. That's why we paskind over here, the Mishnah Berurah said, like this Magen Avraham, says you don't have to go back. But the Prima Gaudim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, question this, and they say that Tosus was only talking about that you could do a bittul. But after the start of the sixth hour, when you can't do a bittul midrabbanan anymore, and after the seventh hour, start of the seventh hour, you can't do midraisa, they disagree with this psak, and they're more machmir. I would also point out that in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav Ches, he brings down the opinion of the Levush that says, even for Dvar HaRishus, if it's less than a beitza, you do have to go back as well. And this is also the opinion of the Maharam Chalava. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Vimhu Yom Tov O Shabbos." If you're coming back on Yom Tov or Shabbos, so you can't be mavayirit then. So all you have to do is yichpe olav kli ad erev. You put a utensil over it, so you won't come to use this chametz by accident. And then when it's Chol HaMoed or when it's after Yom Tov, you can go burn it. Ukemoshis bar b'simin tov memvav ayin sham, as we Yemir Tzashem will learn in an upcoming simin tov memvav. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, "Hoytzalo isa beveso." If a person had a dough in his house. Now, vuhu Torah b'makom acher. He's not in his house right now. And this Esau is not yet chametz. But if you leave it, it will become chametz. So what should you do? You're Torah b'makom acher. You're busy someplace else. V'yori shema tachmetz, and you're afraid that that dough is going to rise and it's going to become chametz. So what can you do at that point in time? V'vatlo b'libo kodim shetachmetz. Do a bittul on it before it becomes chametz. That is not a problem. But abul mechmitza. But once it became chametz already, ein habitul moel imu achar zman isuro. Then the bitul won't help if it's after the zman isur. If it's after the start of the sixth hour, it's in our idealized day, it's now 11:01. So then a bitul will not work. But before it becomes chametz, then the bitul does work, even if it's after the start of the sixth hour. And the Mishnah explains this: Sifkat Lamed Dalet Pirush, Afilu Achar Zman Isuro Dai Bevitul. Even if it's after the time when chametz is aser, since this is not yet chametz, Kivon Sheba Oso Shah Adayin Lo Hechvitz, the dough has not yet become chametz. It will in another 10 minutes become chametz, but right now it's not chametz. Therefore, Hevidino Kamo Kodim Zman Isuro. So it halachically is viewed as if the bittul is being done before the zman of iser, because right now it's not aser, and therefore you can be mavatalit. And therefore, when it becomes chametz, it's not yours, and therefore it's not chametz in your possession. Sivkot Lamed, hey, you're busy elsewhere. Rots Lomed, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber is telling us, Shemach Mazeh Ev Shalo Lovo Lebeso Miyad Lefosa. Because you're busy elsewhere, you don't have the ability to come back to your house. And you're concerned, the Yorei, Shematachm, it's called Mishovo Lebeso. And in this time that you're not going to be able to come back to your house, it's going to come Chametz. And by the time you get back to your house, it will already turn into Chametz, and you have a problem. It's after the Zman that it's also to have Chametz in your possession. The Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Lamed Aleph that this is the opinion of the Achronim Uritzon Lomar, and what they're saying over here is the Ilav Hachi Bevadai Einochul Lahaniach Leiso Shetischametz Al Smach Sheivat Lenu Mikodem, that we're only talking here about these extenuating circumstances when you're busy elsewhere and you can't come back to your house. But if you could come back to your house, you shouldn't rely upon doing a bittul over here, even though you technically can, but you should come back to your house and do whatever you need to do to the dough to prevent it from becoming chametz. Stick it in the oven, do what it is that ever you're doing to go prevent it from becoming chametz, rather than relying upon a bittul if you could come back. It's only when you can't come back because you're tarud, that's when this bittul will be allowed and is permitted l'chatrila. Mr. Bursiv Kotlam Edvav concludes over here and he says, Vim Shah Iso Shir Mil, if you delayed in taking care of this dough for the amount of time that it would take a person to walk a mil, which is usually 18 to 24 minutes, that's where you get the whole concept of 18 minutes Shmura Matzah from, Bevada Hechmitza, then we assume it automatically has become Chometz, Velo Mahani Bittel. At this point in time, when it's also to do Bittel, you can't do a Bittel and you have to come back and go and be Mavar to get rid of the Chometz over here. We assume this dough has become Chometz. And in this situation, Lamed Zayin, Sivkot Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein habitul mawil, v'over b'chol shah b'ayira. And now you're having in your possession chametz every single second. Every single second you're over b'ayira b'yamatzeh. And therefore, v'tzorech leilech tekef l'veisu l'var. You should go back to your house as soon as you possibly can to go and get rid of this chametz to be mavirat from the world. With this, we conclude Simin Tof Mem Dalet, and we can begin Simin Tof Mem He, which deals with the halachos of Bir Chometz. What exactly is Bir Chometz? So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, and he tells us, Ketzad Bir Chometz. What exactly is this Bir Chometz? We've been talking about it for days now. We've had multiple shiurim that you have to be Mevayah the Chometz. So L'chatchila, the Mechaber tells us, is Sarfo. You should ideally burn the Chometz. There's an opinion of Yehuda in the Gemara that says you must burn the Chometz. You can't be Mevayah it in any other way. We paskin the getting rid of the Chometz is also the equivalent of Sarfo. But here the Mechaber is telling us over here that you should burn the Chometz, Sarfo. Or Poriro Vizore L'ruach, or we can rely upon the opinion of the Chachamim that if you break up the chametz, since you have a piece of bread over here that you're not able to give to anybody, there's no animal around to give it to or something like that, so what do? You break it up into crumbs, poriro, and then Vizore L'ruach, you throw it into the wind, and the wind will disperse it, or Ozorko L'yam, or you can throw it into the yam, and we'll see, this applies to a river as well, you throw it into a body of water, and it will be destroyed over there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, Shenaseh Pechomim, you have over here a obligation to burn it until it becomes basically charcoal, until it becomes pieces of coal. Now, Dirshu footnote number one brings down, what about a scenario where you did burn it and it's no longer edible even for a dog, it's so burnt, but it's not yet into charcoal? So in this situation, the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down, and that's really the source over here of the Mishnah Berurah that we're going to learn about, Shimnasa ken le'achar zman ha'isser. If you did this after the zman of isser, in other words, a time when you're no longer allowed to have chametz in your house, lo yotze de'chova, if you only burnt it to the point where a dog won't eat it, that's not fulfilling the mitzvah of biur. The chayiv l'sarfo, and you have to continue burning it, ashiyase kulo pechom, until it becomes totally a charcoal. However, Im kodem zman isser sarfo, but if like we do it, for example, you burn your chametz before the zman, and it's also to have chametz, so then, as long as you burn it to the point that it's not edible for a dog anymore, yotze dechova, you fulfill the obligation of burning the chametz. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Tov Mem Beis, based upon the Shulchan Aruch, she'ein chiyuv levar pas, shetish ofshe, ve'ein uruya l'achilas kelev. You have no obligation to go and burn chametz that isn't edible for a dog. So if the chametz spoiled before Pesach, and it's not edible for a dog, you don't have to burn that chametz. She'ein ze'elo kishehish afsho kodim zman yisru chametz, but that's only if it got to the point of spoilage that it wouldn't be edible for a dog before the zman of the Isser. However, if it's spoiled that a dog wouldn't eat it, but after the Zman of Isser, at the Zman of Isser start, it was in fact edible, then Chovul Avara, then you do have an obligation to go and burn it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis says you can break it up. If you don't want to burn it, you can just break it up and throw it to the wind. L'peirurim dakim, you have to break it up into very small pieces. Shlo yimotzena mishu v'yana mimenu, that nobody could find it and say, oh, that's a nice morsel and get benefit from it, give it to their dog or something like that. So then you haven't really gotten rid of it, you weren't mavired. But if it's in such small pieces that nobody could benefit from it, that is adequate. Sivkot and Gimel, o luzorko layam, or you could throw it into a body of water. And this yam over here includes v'huadin lenor. It also includes a river as well. Dirshu footnote number 2 says, u'mashma midvar, from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems, sha'afa pisha zor l'ruach tzorach l'for re'esachom yitzkol mekein, when you're throwing it into the wind, you have to break it up into crumbs. However, when you're throwing it into a yam or an ahar, when you're throwing it into a body of water, then you don't have to break it up. And this is based upon the opinion of Rav Yosef and the Gemara in Psachim, as Rashi explained it over there. Shekivon shechometz osid lehisporer uli nomes b'mayim, since the chometz will dissolve and be disintegrated in the water, even if it starts off as a big piece, ein tzorach l'foro. That's why you don't have to go break it up, because it will dissolve on its own anyway. However, we're going to learn in Sivkot and Hay in tomorrow's shir, Sheesh machmirim, there are those that are machmir lefor resachomitz av kishazorkim osolamayim, that you have to go and break it up even if you're going to throw it into the water. And this is based upon the sheet of Rabbah over there in the Gemara, who argues with Rav Yosef. And that's because mitsuyos svinos hamahalchos b'yam, because there are people in boats and they may see this chametz, v'yishlochu shema yimseyu anoshim, and people may find it. So therefore, best to go and break it up into the small crumbs like you would if you're throwing it into the wind, even when you're throwing it into the water, according to the more machmir opinion of Rabbah. The issue footnote number 3 says, V'im zorek es ha-chometz liyam, v'chozer hayam upolet es ha-chometz liyabasha, you threw it in the river, and then the river spit it back out. So then in that situation, the Chazon Ish is not sure. Im muzar alav lashbiso, do you still have to go and destroy it again? Like chometz shenof lov al-mapolis, v'chozer v'niskala. Like if you had chometz underneath a building that collapsed, and then it became opened up, do you have to go and destroy it, or is it already considered destroyed? Kivon shayashlichu l'yam, poka balaso. He no longer is the balam on it. And therefore, lo aso akosuv kiluhu b'rishutso l'avor alo b'val yirar. It's no longer considered yours. And then even though it becomes revealed, it got spit out by the water, or the house became uncovered that fell on it, in these situations, the Chazon Ish is not sure, do you still have an obligation to be mevired a second time? The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Va'tam b'chozer." The reason in all of these situations that you have to get rid of it, mishum d'chsiv tashbisu so'or mibotecha, because the pasuk tells us you have to get rid of all your chametz from your house. B'chol dover sh'ato yichol lashbiso, and you have to do this with anything that you can destroy in this fashion. So therefore, you destroy it either by burning it, or as we pointed out, you can break it up and throw it to the wind or into the water. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'imoyo ha'chametz kosher, if the item of chometz, bread, is very hard, and it won't dissolve easily in the water, then, in that situation, in that situation, you must break it up and throw it into the water to allow it to eventually dissolve, because if it's hard, it won't dissolve. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Dalet, kigon pas yovich, kosher, very dry bread, which is hard, ochitim yaveshim shenischamsu, or grains of the five minim that could become chametz, and they're hard as well. And therefore, since they won't easily dissolve, you have to break them up. Sivkot hay mifaru, you have to break it up. The pas, with bread, porolipirum, you break it up into its component crumbs. The chanel, as we've already explained. With the chitim, with the grains of wheat, gam kein mechatkum dakdak, you have to cut it up, o tochanim, or grind it up, to make it into very small pieces. Kedeshu nochim lohomis mehero besochamayim, in order that it should easily dissolve and be destroyed in the water. However, he says, "V'yesh mekilim b'chitim shein tzorach l'chatlam." There are those that are makel with the wheat grains that you don't have to cut them up. El mefazron up ne'amayim, just enough to spread it out over the water. Shlo yuchal odim l'laktam v'dayu, that no individual person will be able to really gather it in, and that would be adequate over here. However, u'bemokom adchak, under extenuating circumstances when it's difficult, for example, kigon she'esh l'chitim harbe, you have a lot of wheat, v'yishta et shevo l'chatlam, and if you have to wait to cut it up into small little pieces, o l'tochen, or to grind it up, yesh l'smoch al svarazu, then you can rely upon this lenient opinion, the yesh mekilim over here, that says you don't have to grind it up or chop it up. He says, however, v'da, t'kama poskim machmirim afilu b'pash she'eno kosher. As we pointed out earlier in today's shir, that there is the opinion over here of some poskim that even afilu b'pasha eino kosher, even with bread that's not hard and therefore would dissolve, the boy piru kishematil miyam lenor, that you have to go and break it up anyway when you're throwing it into the water. And therefore, the alkeni skimu achronim, the bottom line is, the achronim say, it's preferable lahachmir v'lasus peru b'chomokum. Always break up the bread. Don't throw even soft bread in a whole piece into the water, because it could be picked up by fishermen or somebody else in a boat, and then it could be chas v'sholom used, and therefore you wouldn't have destroyed it. Achein in mashlicho lebeis hakisi. But if you're going to toss it into a beis hakisi, into a toilet. Now, we're not talking yet about flushing toilets like we have indoor plumbing. There, they used to have an outdoor bathroom over there, which was filled with waste. So harehu kimavorim in olam legamrei. If you throw it into there, even if you didn't break up the pieces, then nobody would go and get that from there, and therefore that's considered as if you destroyed it entirely. Kivin shishum adam lo yuchal enos menu. Nobody's going to go get benefit from that over there. With this, we stop today's share. We'll pick this up tomorrow.